I think it's a tremendously important point that Tony has brought us. You read that quickly. I want to read that verse again. The judgment that came upon the household of a believer. There shall not be an old man in thine house forever. The man of thine whom I shall not cut off from mine altar shall be to consume thine eye, to grieve thy heart. All the increase of thine house shall die in the flower of their age. And then Hophni and Phinehas would both die in one day. Verse 36, everyone that is left in thine house shall come and crouch to him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread and shall say, put me, I pray, into the priest's office that I may eat a piece of bread. Do you know what God is working to do? He's working to make you and I think about sin like he thinks about sin. And Eli didn't think that way. And this is what happened. Separation is not just putting myself apart from bad things. It's separating unto Christ. This is what we have to see. And this was the great focus in verse 35. That the man Samuel, the young man Samuel, he's looking ahead to what God is going to do. And this is where we have to be. We're looking to what he's going to do. Let me tell you something, young people. None of this made Samuel popular. We say that again. This did not make Samuel popular, but it made him a man of God and a man of principle and a man that God was free to put his blessing upon. You see, God doesn't compromise his standards because you and I ask him to. He does not do that. He does not compromise his standards for us. And if there's ever verses that would prove it, it would be these verses in reference to the judgment of Eli. But we need to move on a little bit here. We've got about 20 minutes or 15 at the most. And we want to get into three. It's 25 after we quit, unless my... It's 10 after, 12 minutes after. This clock is a little bit fast. So we're going to quit at 25 after. And we want to move in a little bit to chapter 3 if we can. And to see if we can, well, first of all, about again the conditions of the day. But more importantly, to leave on the mountaintop and to be listening to what Samuel was saying at this time. I thought it was important that we also say a word about verse 1. The child Samuel ministered, not before Eli, unto the Lord. You got that backwards. He ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. And this is what I wanted to focus on. It says there was no open vision. Now, young people, what does this mean? I believe personally that it is referring us back to terrible things that happened in the last days or the chapters of the book of Judges. I understand it may have encompassed a period of 200 to 300 years. Do you know what happened during that time? God did not speak. He did not speak. There was no open vision. And this was kind of what I had in my mind yesterday. I should have said it differently. I should have said God used Hannah to change the course of Israel. Because God is about to change this. There's going to be a man that is brought on the scene that is going to again be the mouthpiece of God in the dark days that they were living. And his name is Samuel. There was no open vision until this time. There was not a word of God for the moment. But God is getting ready to bring one onto the scene. It shows us again what a terrible dearth came from that period of time when every man was characterized as doing what was right in the sight of his own eyes. And we said yesterday, and others can help us on this, verses 2 and 3 help us to see the spiritual conditions that prevailed at this time. Eli was laying down. The lamp, his eyes were dim. He couldn't see. The lamp of God was about to go out where the ark of God was. This was what was going on before God brings Samuel into the scene. Others help us on this.
It's this dark, very dark condition again. The chapter 3 start with, and the boy Samuel was ministering unto the Lord. I don't know if you were in Samuel's place, what you would have done. You would have said, let me just give it up. There is no reason for me to do anything anymore. I am not going to continue in a Christian pathway. I am not going to do anything for the Lord. I'm not going to read the word. I'm not going to go to the meeting. Things are bad just everywhere. And you get very, very discouraged. But I think we have heard how many times the scripture mentioned to us that Samuel, because Samuel, and I think Tony was trying to hint on that, was focusing with the object of his heart was serving the Lord. He didn't look around him and said, okay, it's messed up everywhere. He focused on the Lord. Eli, one time we read about him sitting. The next day we read about him sleeping. His eyes are not working. Things are just really, really dark. But though the visions were very rare and the word of God was so precious, God's heart is yearning to speak to somebody. You see, our God is a God of communication. He wanted to talk to you. He wanted to talk to you, and God was looking for a suitable person to talk to, because he only honors those who honor him. You want to have a relationship with the Lord? You want to have a communion with the Lord? Look at what Samuel did. Wear a linen ephod, be a Nazarite, minister unto the Lord, and the Lord will communicate with you. He will open his word to you. He will communicate to you. That is a prerequisite, because God is not holding back. He wanted to talk to people. As we have heard, there's nobody to talk to. He talked to Phinehas and Hophni. They have no interest in the Lord or the Lord's things. You have an opportunity. Don't be discouraged if things are bad. You maintain a linen ephod, a white garment. You maintain serving the Lord. You maintain your Nazariteship. The Lord will have communion and fellowship with you. He will come to you. If anyone loved me, I would love him. And my Father would love him. And we will come to him and have sup with him. We'll have communion with him.
And it says, when the light was about to go out in the tabernacle, when it says that, it makes me think, is he just describing the time, or is he pointing to how dark the days were when God was almost to the point without showing it, but was almost to the point where what was going on in 2 Kings, where the light had left Israel and was being ready to leave Judah, to the point where he no longer fought for them. He let them be conquered.